This is a podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn.
On ABC Radio, you're with Rod Quinn back for the new year, and I'm very proud to say also back for 2018 with his health and fitness advice is Professor Gordon Lynch from the University of Melbourne. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Rod, and good morning, listeners, and looking forward to a big year ahead.
And with every new year, people always make resolutions about being fitter, getting healthier in the year ahead. And this morning, we're going to look at a very specific part of your health, and that is heart health. Because let's face it, if your heart is not healthy, you are not healthy.
Absolutely. And I think I'm trying to put more of an emphasis on my heart as I've got older. When I was younger, it was all about building muscles and so on, and that's still important. But I think you realise when you get into your 40s, 50s and beyond that you can't do much if your heart's not functional. And we need to think about how we can improve the function of our heart. And I've got some really good news this morning from a new study that's just been published that the heart retains an ability to remodel through an intervention like exercise for the better. And I think that's a really encouraging thing, that exercise can actually reverse the effects of being sedentary for a long period of time if you can get active, as long as you get active and you do it at the right time. And that's the message of this morning.
And that is really good news, because a lot of people think, well, yeah, I've never done any exercise. Is it too late to do it? Can it reverse the damage? You're saying when it comes to the heart, yes.
Yeah, and look, you're never too late to benefit from exercise. It's actually amazing that studies that I've looked at over many years, people in the 80s, 90s, and even centenarians living in nursing homes in the US, studies have been done showing even if you get structured exercise for those sorts of people, they can still benefit improvements in the quality of life and so on. But we're stepping back a little bit today, talking about sort of the middle age and ranging anywhere between, say, 45 up through to, say, 65, that there's a period where you may have been inactive for quite some time and think, oh, gee, it's all a bit too late for me. Well, the answer is no. It's never too late. If there's a window of opportunity there that we can exploit, if we can get active, and there's a benefit ahead if we can stick with it.
Okay, so where did this new study come from that you're talking about?
Yeah, and the reason why I wanted to talk about this particular study, Rod, is it was conducted by cardiologists at the University of Texas Southwestern, and they're very experienced in performing exercise interventions, investigating how exercise affects the heart and circulation. So it was the reputation of the group which impressed me, and I've followed them for many, many years. And the study was published in, it's just come online, so that it's very hot off the press. It actually hasn't even gone into the paper mode yet, but it's published in the journal called Circulation, which is a highly regarded medical journal. And I thought on the basis of that, that's a good way to start 2018. We'll look into what they found. And look, these researchers were asking whether exercise can restore the heart's elasticity, especially if we begin exercise in the late middle age. Because as we get older, especially if we've been inactive, especially for a large portion of our lives, the heart's left ventricle can become stiffer. Now, this is the chamber that pumps the oxygen-rich blood to the working muscles and organs. So it's a very important part of the heart. If you get stiffening of that cardiac muscle, the pressure can build up and the chamber doesn't fill properly with blood, so it can be expelled and problems can develop, and including serious heart failure issues. So these researchers, as I had mentioned, had done many studies about exercise. In particular, they had studied competitive masters athletes, and these are people that have trained and competed most of their lives. They've been active as children, they've perhaps competed at very high levels during their 20s and 30s, and they've maintained exercise as masters athletes, training, competing, for a large portion of their life. And they found, when they studied these people, that their heart chambers remained large and elastic, and keeping active was actually preserving that benefit that they had developed throughout their lives. So I think it was really talking about how exercise throughout life can be beneficial. So the question was, well, hang on, if we start later, can we still get a benefit? And I think that the very positive message of this morning is that, yes, you can.
Okay, so the question is, how do you do it? What are the exercises that can help your heart? Obviously, they have benefit for other parts of your body as well, but those that are specifically aimed at the heart?
Yeah, so I think they approached it very sensibly, because we're talking about people who have been inactive for quite some time, so they didn't want to sort of throw them in the deep end. So I think there was around about 61 people who they recruited initially. So it's a fairly small study when we're talking about it, because the exercise sessions were supervised, and yeah, they're very costly studies. Their average age 53, ranging from, I think, 45 up through to, say, 64 years of age. Approximately half men, half women were involved in the study. It was a two-year study, so they followed them for a two-year period. Half the group did supervised exercise training, half the group did more gentle sort of yoga and balance training. And they started off so that it was very sensible. They did 3 30-minute moderate exercise sessions for the first 3 months. So, you know, that sort of brisk type walking exercises, 3 times a week, 30 minutes, and then they gradually increased that over time. Eventually, I mean, in terms of the sessions they were doing, it sounds a little bit daunting what they got up to, but it really shows you how, if you do a structured exercise program, how you can build up and improve. So from those first 3 30-minute sessions, they were eventually exercising 4 to 5 times a week, usually in these 30-minute bouts, which is a pretty sensible approach to it. One of the sessions was the high-intensity workout. It worked at a high intensity rate, then back off and rest for a period. You've done similar training, as I remember, Rod.
You keep bringing that up, Gordon.
I do, because I just want to remember that you've been doing
these. I know the feeling, yes, indeed.
So they incorporated those sorts of higher intensity sessions in addition. So each of these sessions they followed with a lower intensity session. So they're really sensible at working at a high rate, then backing off and doing a low intensity session and so on. One of the sessions, so of the 4 to 5 times a week, they did for an hour at a time. And it was of a moderate intensity, like it could be playing a game of tennis, it could be walking at a moderate rate, riding a bike for an hour and so on. And they did that one day of those 4 to 5 day sessions. And then the other sessions, they would do weight training. So 1 or 2 sessions per week were involved with strength training as well. So they weren't neglecting other parts of the body, because we know from cross-training studies that if you work different parts of the body, it can actually improve the performance of other parts. So if we're doing aerobic exercise, that will be beneficial for people working on strength training. Strength training can benefit from doing aerobic exercise if we do it sensibly. Not that it competes with one another, but they're actually complementary. And that's the sort of program that they followed. It started off very gently, and I think most of us can work up to that particular level. And then they started to introduce sessions that were more intense, sessions where they backed off and did lower intensity, sessions where they actually did strength training as well. And they did that for that two-year period. And they were followed. Having supervised exercise sessions, it's not something that everyone can do, but they wanted to test this rigorously and had very sophisticated measurements to see how the outcomes were coming through. So that's why the paper was published in such a prestigious journal.
Okay, Gordon Lynch, our guest, talking health and fitness. Okay, so this sounds very good. It sounds like, yep, start by going for a walk briskly 3 times a week, bump that up to exercising 4 or 5 times a week, and you might be able to reverse your health problems if they are related to your heart. But, of course, that doesn't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we just need to bear in mind it's not the cure-all for all of your problems.
It's not at all. And I think we need to appreciate these people, they exercised for 2 years non-stop. So they worked up to those 4 to 5 sessions per week. They were doing that up that two-year period, getting an 18% improvement in their oxygen uptake during exercise, a 25% improvement in what we call compliance, or that elasticity of the left ventricle. Now, the lead author of the study, a very well-known cardiologist, compared the changes in the heart to a stretchy new rubber band compared with one that's gotten stiff just sitting in the drawer. And they talk about that elasticity of the heart is beneficial for heart performance. So, yes, it's not going to be for everybody, but I think if we recognise how important our heart is to our health, then taking steps to work towards that and designing training programs to improve aerobic fitness is going to be beneficial. But of course, remember, if we're starting from scratch, we need to get the all clear, especially if we've been inactive for a considerable period of time. We don't just say, oh, I'm going to go for a walk around the block or a run around the block, and then suddenly we get problems because our body's not used to it. We've got to be sensible about the approach. Get the all clear from your GP or from your specialist. There'll be certain exercises they'll say you can do, certain exercises that say perhaps you shouldn't do those. And so we work with those parameters and we start off slowly, build up gradually. And that's the same way that these people were subjected to their exercise. They started off with a sensible approach, very slow, steady, and then built up the intensity and so on over time. And that's the same way that we can do it, starting off with the walking exercises that we advocate so strongly and thinking about different goals that we can achieve. If you haven't, done exercise for a while, you might say, well, my first goal is to walk 15 minutes a day, 3 days a week for a month and see how I feel after that. And then I can change those parameters, and it might be increasing the time you're walking and so on, or it may be you want to achieve a distance in a particular time, so changing the intensity slightly, walking, say, 2 kilometres in 15 minutes by the end of the 4 week that you're starting. Just different types of goals which relate to exercise intensity, exercise in terms of distances and so on. And I think if we start off like that, it may seem very remote that we're going to achieve major changes in our health, but if you stick with it, you'd be very surprised how quickly your overall fitness improves. And when you start to feel better, it means that your body systems, especially the heart, are functioning a lot better than they were before.
Of course, this is designed for people who are not doing any exercise at all. This is a suggestion for people who are not doing anything. What about those who are already exercising either at this level or a moderate level or beyond that?
Yeah, well, what I took from this particular study, Rod, was that even if you are a regular exerciser, if you looked at the sort of program that they were having these people do, it also involved strength training exercises. So if you're a dedicated aerobic fitness person, you basically do just walking, or you just do by riding an exercise bike or riding a bike outside, or swimming, or those sorts of exercises, actually incorporating other exercises into your routine actually will be beneficial. So if you're already doing the walking exercises, that's fantastic. What about considering also introducing a more either intense form of exercise 1 day of the week, and then backing off and then building up with the intensity, and or introducing a strength training exercise as well? So we've talked about the sort of overall exercise programs for overall health and fitness. It's becoming very clear that that overall approach is key, because working different parts of the body is actually the bits and pieces complementing each other to have a greater effect than just doing one exercise alone. And I think that's what I got from this particular type of exercise program in this particular paper, is that if you're already exercising, start to introduce other forms of exercise into your program. So it's about variety and so on, but also varying the intensity at which you work. That was a very important part of this particular study, was working to a particular intensity, challenging the heart, allowing the heart to adapt and so on. So making sure you've got the all clear to do the exercises. It may be worth even having a check to, if you're getting older, if you're in that bracket between 45 to 65 and you think, here's a window I can really make a difference here, make sure you get the check and make sure you get the all clear to do those types of exercises. Don't just say, well, I'm going to work much harder because I heard it on the radio because it's really good for you. Make sure you're sensible about it and say, well, am I able to do that? And get the all clear before you start doing those sorts of exercises.
All right. Gordon, thank you very much. I'm sure it's going to be a great year of great advice from you here on Overnights, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness.